Step outside on a brisk winter day, and your body immediately feels the cold. But just how it does that has been an enduring scientific mystery. Well, now scientists say that they've discovered a special molecule on our nerve cells that senses cold. Two different studies are being published online, one by the journal Cell, the other in Nature, and together they help explain how cold causes pain. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The sensation of cold is so basic, it seems like it should be simple, but it isn't. Consider this experiment in cold perception. Bud Craig at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix likes to line up metal bars like a grill. He heats or cools the bars, so one is cool and the next is warm. Craig says when you put your hand across these bars, watch out.
It fools your brain. It's a very unnatural stimulus. And what you feel then is just a burn.
Your hand will jerk away as though the bars were glowing hot.
But if you actually touch them one at a time, they're just slightly warm and slightly cool.
There's another more familiar way to fool your brain about cold. Rub some menthol cream on your hand. Even at body temperature, it feels cool.
And that cooling sensation you get when you put that on your skin actually helps relieve pain in your brain. There's a switch in your brain that says cold inhibits pain.
These aren't simply parlor tricks or lab tricks. David Julius at the University of California, San Francisco, has been using these quirks to home in on the mechanism of temperature perception.
In both cases of hot and cold, the way that you first perceive what's happening in your environment is that there are nerve terminals that, for example, are embedded in your skin or underlie your skin that have mechanisms for detecting changes in temperature. And that's really what the nubbin of this particular study is.
Julius had an idea. He decided to look for molecules that would respond when treated with menthol. His hope was that if menthol triggered the molecules to create a false sensation of cold, those same molecules might also be the ones that send the real message of cold to the brain.
But it didn't necessarily have to turn out to be that way. But in sort of a very, in some ways, simple and beautiful explanation of the phenomenon, that turns out to be the case.
Julius found a molecule in nerve cells that reacts when it comes in contact with menthol and when it comes in contact with cold. This didn't come as a total surprise. A few years ago, Julius found a heat-sensing molecule the same way, only by using the spicy chemical found in hot peppers. And it turns out research on cold is such a hot topic, a second group at the Scripps Research Institute near San Diego performed essentially the same experiment and came up with the same results. Bud Craig in Phoenix says these findings are very gratifying.
We all know that we can tell the temperature of something when we touch it. We feel chilly when we go outside. We know that that's a specific sensation. And this is pretty neat because it says there's a specific molecule that corresponds to what we feel. But this isn't all there is. There's much more to the story.
For one thing, these cold-sensing molecules only respond to a small range of temperature. They're triggered between about 80 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit. So Craig says this is really a cool receptor, not a cold receptor. They're bound to be more.
Like most biological systems, there are lots of different opportunities for this signal to get to our brain.
And even this one cool-sensing molecule still poses a lot of questions. For one thing, it's still not clear how our nervous system sorts out nerve signals of hot and cold to send a clear message to the brain. As the grill experiment shows, sometimes the message gets scrambled. This is fascinating stuff, and for some people, it's potentially quite important. Some people with damaged nerve fibers can suffer terribly from even touching a cool surface, such as a water glass.
These people have extraordinary pain. Only about half of them are helped by the drug therapies that we have today, and the other half are very, very unfortunate people. This says that there may be a way to find out how cold is activating the wrong kinds of fibers to generate pain in those patients.
There's still a ways to go, Craig says, but this is progress. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.